On September 25, 2023, UNESCO's Business Council on AI and Ethics hosted a webinar focusing on preparing the workforce for the AI-driven future. Experts from Microsoft, Telefonica Tech, and GSMA shared insights on the urgent need for upskilling and reskilling in the global labor market influenced by generative AI. Jorge Sella from Microsoft discussed the democratization of AI technology, highlighting the increasing accessibility of AI tools. He emphasized the augmentation of human roles by AI, particularly in teaching and software development, where AI can significantly enhance productivity and effectiveness. Natalia Mata of Telefonica Tech stressed the importance of adaptability, ethics, and lifelong learning in the AI transformation era. She detailed Telefonica's initiatives for workforce adaptation, including training programs and a real-time employment map to identify in-demand skills. Mochka Cargo from GSMA discussed the organization's role in advocating for mobile operators and their initiative AI for Impact, which focuses on scaling responsible AI. GSMA's efforts include capacity-building programs for policymakers and regulators, emphasizing the need for reskilling in adapting to AI-driven workplace changes. The panelists shared best practices for creating inclusive upskilling and reskilling programs, highlighting the collective responsibility of various stakeholders in their implementation. GSMA's approach focuses on reducing inequalities in developing countries. Telefonica's strategy assesses skills gaps for tailored training, and Microsoft's initiative targets vulnerable populations to democratize access to AI. The webinar concluded that while AI is revolutionizing the job market, it is not a replacement for human skills, but a tool to augment them. The collective responsibility of governments, private sectors, academia, and individuals to embrace AI change is crucial to ensure AI serves as a tool for enhancement, fostering a future where technology and human capabilities coexist to create a more dynamic and inclusive workforce.